KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street, the former Sears building. And at 7:07, we have partly cloudy skies, 37 degrees in Atlantic. We're looking for partly cloudy skies to continue today, a high around 64, winds southwest at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. A fire at a large egg production plant in Clearfield over the weekend caused heavy damage to the facility, but there were no reports of injuries. The blaze at the 136,600-square-foot Iowa cage-free egg plant in Taylor County had been reported around 7:30 a.m. Saturday. Law enforcement and firefighters from at least six area departments and surrounding counties responded to the blaze at 1641 Yellowstone Avenue. Smoke that billowed from the facility was visible for miles. To date, there's been no word on what caused the fire or a dollar amount of the loss, but additional information is expected to be released later this week. In an update to our previous report, an Iowa family's home was a total loss following a Thanksgiving night fire in Guthrie County. Pictures from Caitlin Renzi's Twitter account show massive flames in Jamaica, visible when crews arrived at the home on 2nd Avenue at around 6:30 p.m. Thursday. The Jamaica Fire Department said it started in the garage and spread to the home. There were two people in the house at the time, but they got out safely. There were no reported injuries. 10 fire departments responded to the fire. Most helped to transport water, since Jamaica doesn't have a large water tower. Elsewhere in the news, the Cass County Board of Supervisors have a regular meeting set for Tuesday morning in their boardroom at the courthouse. On the agenda for their 9 a.m. session is a regular report from Engineer Trent Wolken with regard to secondary roads. The board will then move to act on approving the employment of an IT, GIS, or Geographic Information System director, and a resolution authorizing an internal loan to temporarily cover the costs prior to receipt of general obligation bond proceeds. Discussion and possible action will follow with regard to the possible use of funding from the American Rescue Plan for COVID relief and consideration of a request regarding radios and repeaters for firefighters and EMS personnel. Afterward, the board may appoint a member to the Cass County Conservation Board for the remainder of a term. A report is expected to be received also from the Cass County Mental Health and General Relief Coordinator for the month of October. Voters in the city of Atlantic will head to the polls for the second time this month tomorrow to determine who will take the helm as mayor in January. During the November 2nd city and school elections, two candidates, Tim Tighe and Grace Garrett, got the most votes but didn't reach that 50% plus one threshold. Atlantic Mayor Dave Jones did not run for re-election. Today is the last day to vote in the Cass County Auditor's Office prior to the election. Tighe received the most votes in the first election. He served as mayor of Atlantic years ago. He also served on the city council back in the 1980s. Grace Garrett was the second-place finisher on November 2nd. She'll face Tighe in the runoff tomorrow. Garrett is currently an at-large member of the Atlantic City Council. Voting sites for the election will be both at the Cass County Community Center, that's at 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic. First, second, and third wards will use the main entrance to that building. Atlantic fourth and fifth wards will use the south entrance. The polls will be open tomorrow from 7 a.m. and they will close at 8 p.m. A traffic stop Saturday evening outside of Pacific Junction resulted in a pursuit and the arrest of a man from Mills County. The sheriff's office says around 6:24 p.m. Saturday, deputies tried to stop a 2008 Chrysler 300 at Highway 34 and 190th Street, but the vehicle failed to stop or yield. Deputies during the resulting chase exceeded 100 miles per hour before the speed vehicle stopped near the mile marker 40 on Interstate 29. The driver of the car, 33-year-old Aaron Wade Updike of Malvern, was arrested. Due to probable cause, search of the vehicle, authorities found nearly 7 ounces of marijuana along with methamphetamine. Updike was transported to the Mills County Jail and held on $15,000 bond. A 13-year-old boy is facing an attempted murder charge following a stabbing Saturday morning in Grinnell. Police officers received a call just before 8 a.m., leading them to respond to a home on Melrose Lane. A 43-year-old man was found inside the home, injured by a stab wound to the abdomen. The man was taken to Unity Point Grinnell Regional Medical Center, where he is expected to recover. Sergeant Christopher Ray with Grinnell Police said the caller, who ended up being the suspect in the case, indicated that he stabbed another family member in the home. Grinnell Police arrested the 13-year-old, who is at the Juvenile Detention Center, awaiting his initial court appearance. Police are still investigating the incident. If anyone knows anything, they're asked to reach out to Sergeant Christopher Ray, who is the interim police captain, or Sergeant Dan Johnson at 641-236-2670. Sergeant Ray said all indications are it was an unprovoked attack. It was just an unfortunate incident that happened. And police are investigating after a 46-year-old Davenport man was struck and killed by a car. Emergency responders came to the scene at around 8:23 p.m. Friday after receiving a call about a pedestrian who was hit by a car in Davenport. Davenport police said in a news release that the preliminary investigation indicated the man was in the roadway when he was struck by the vehicle traveling southbound on Jersey Ridge Road. He suffered life-threatening injuries and later died at the hospital. That's a check of the news. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears building.